July 3rd, 2001. It's a Watt from Pedro show. Thank you. It's Watt here in this town. Grateful to be here. That was John Coltrane, number one, first, and then Patsy with I Fall to Pieces. Watt from Pedro Show, second one from Pleasure Point, Wild Kingdom in Pedro, July 3rd, 2001. I came back from a Europe tour. Cut short, but very lucky in spite of that. Rolled the van, and that was kind of heavy, but made it. The worst hurt was Jay, and he's got two cracked vertebrae, but he's going to get better. No spine injury, and as for myself, I had seat belts, and I didn't get a scratch. I don't know how. It was quite a thing. So wear the seat belts. That's what I'm saying. We were 70 miles an hour and flew on two wheels and then the side. And I made it. That thing was like a big box. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was like tumbling in a closet. A closet tumbling you. Really intense. Okay, some urinals.
I feel I'm man. We'll be right back.
In every dream home, a heartache. And every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily, but home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, a cottage is pretty, the main house a palace, penthouse perfection. But what goes on? What to do there? There to pray there. Plan living, bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful, inflatable doll. My role is to serve you, disposable darling. Can't throw you away now. Immortal and life-size, my breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death size. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful, I blew up your body,
but you blew my mind.
some sad keyboard. Here, I'm hitting the button here. Keyboard music there. Criminy. Paul Rossler. I haven't heard that in a while. All right, Paul. I haven't seen him in a while either. And before that, some Roxy, which I like. Every Dream Home of Heartache. Stroll On before that, from Yardbirds, from this movie. Speaking of movies, I'm right now in the midst of filming a movie with Raymond Pettibone called. Well, I don't know what it's called yet. Drew Salen is dead. No, I don't know. It's centers around the Jim Morrison character. Yeah, it's going to be funny. But, well, not funny. Ironic. Okay, here's something from England.
Thank you. me off of my bike. Hey!
If I do, it gives me pleasure to watch you work. Taste your lips, your pails of water, make mine julep. Slavery itself is a master, and if I carry the burden for two, if it brings it crops in faster, it makes my white ass blue, boo-hoo. You slave, I wave, sweetheart. I only play at being mean. Dream team. Between the two of us, we'll pick that cotton clean. I'm a pimp with a whip, it's true, but it's all I know to get a med out of you. Oh, what's a big boss man to do to get a message through? Stuff is firm, your plow runs deep. You've got roots here. You can run, but I'll tan your hide. You're mine. Your butt. You're paid for. Stay a while. You ain't Lum, you ain't Andy. Don't touch that dial. The South has got a few good years left. I mean plenty. With you on our side, we can't be beaten by no damn Yankee. It's an unbeatable team. Our farms, your arms, our bluegrass, your black ass. Don't give me no sass. Go back to work. Be a good sport. We work well together. Having fun, boy? How's the weather? Chase leather! That's better, my cotton gin. Your steam, the unbeatable, defeatable team. Our union, your right to work, Southern whites. States' rights, cotton drawers and New Orleans whores. Don't take no sass. You don't like it, Southern fried? You kiss a Southern ass. Kiss his moonshine.
Okay, Watt from Pedro show. I hope the mic wasn't on a little bit in some of it. So if you heard some spieling, it was me. I'm just getting used to this again. And stuff. Poor Carpenter blames his tools. So I will get it together. That was the last with "She Don't Know Why I'm Here." A favorite song of mine from the old days. Like, I saw them very early on, and they were quite something else for me. Coming from arena rock, they were a trip. They were great, and getting to meet Joe and all that. That was a good song. And before that's Raymond with the Hans Weigard from Austria on the guitar. Raymond with the song called Z. Like I said, I'm making a film with him right now. Today's the first day off since the thing. It's got some locale, like the zoo and whiskey. His pad. I'm trying to get him to come down to Pedro. You know, over... you turn on the anchovy and you walk through the fence and you go out over there.
Oh, yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, that would be cool to have.
A little sunken city.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. Anyway, it still goes on and on, and finally I'll get to shave. That's going to be a scene, like a ritual thing, I guess.
He captured Hassels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a story. Too. But Jim, right before he went to France, shaved, so heavy scenes coming up. I don't know if any of you saw Sir Drone and Weatherman 69. They were two that I were in 12, 13 years ago. And Sir Drone, mainly a duo with Mike Kelly, and the Weatherman one is more ensemble. And Joe Carducci, he's got those through his provisional thing. You ever want to check it out, go to the Hoot page. And I got Joe Carducci info there. So you could check out these movies. And this new one, now with Pewters being little and fast, he's going to do it on here. He doesn't have to take it to some kind of, you know, a studio thing. So... he's working on trying to get out by September. Okay, enough but shaming, a shame, humiliation of myself. It's the day before 4th of July. And oh yeah, I didn't say all the songs before Raymond was No Mercy, Caucasian Guilt, and The Thuz first single. I don't have any records from them after that. Anyway, it's a day before 4th of July. So we got Lou Reed here with America. America, America, I didn't mean to play that. Yeah, let's turn this on.
Music. The only place I've seen it would be in Arthur Comics. You remember those long before your time.
Get the idea. There's a lot more solos going on there. That's Stock Forest Group from 1970. They went on to become Blue Oyster Cult after changing bass players. Before that, I'm on the lamb, but I ain't no sheep. A Blue Oyster Cult song. Well, it's even on the Stock Forest record that just came out. But that was Chop doing it. Dezo singing, Dave Markey, myself, and I can't remember who else. Is that rude? Yeah, no one else. Dave Travis was helping, too, with some hollering. Okay, before that was Jerry Lewis, Whole Lot of Shaking going on. Mary Ann with Shaky Hand, The Who. Two 4th of July stimulant celebrants. To chase down that incredible version of America by Lulu Reed. Okay, coming right up, second hour of Watt from Pedro Show. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, July 3rd, 2001, from the Pleasure Point in the, of the Wild Kingdom. complete with the Pedro horn. Pedro, somewhere north of the equator, but west of Mississippi by a little bit. East of Catalina. Or north of Catalina. Anyway, I'm going to play a couple songs here, and we're going to get to Brother Matt's spin cycle. He's going to twirl your mind like last time. All right, some temps.
Oh, I'm don't feel no more.
What if I can hear that I know?
But your mama told you never trust a stranger. You don't know which way to go.
Sinking ship beat.
Okay, Watt from Pedro Show. Slater Kinney, Buyer Candy, Creedence, and the reason why I wear flannels. John Fogerty's up around the bend. Brother Matt, you were telling us about your first record you bought.
Yeah, first record I bought, Creedence Gold. Yeah, it was crazy. We were fifth grade.
The room? Get down.
The room was crazy. We should have been, all the pieces were in place to do drugs for little kids. We just didn't have drugs, but we had everything else. It was a happening young childhood. It's just a little boy in Pedro.
So, the Creedence has some roots in Pedro. And, yeah, it was intense for me. I didn't really know those were farmer shirts. I thought he just had the best shirt, rock and roll. And anyway, before that was Temptations. They were trying to spin off into a little medley thing, and we had to yank the lead shit there. That, you know, cut the cord. Sorry, Temps. You know they were dancing up Storm right there at the end, too. But we got a little medley going to stitch together here now with the Brother Matt Spin Cycle.
in the wax of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. I have a dream.
very much, Brother Matt. Spin Cycle. A little voyage pre...
A little space.
Pre-space. Before they let U.S. people into space, we have to bring it down to here and explore it here. Incredible amounts of space. Depths between the ears filled with beats and grooves. So, yeah, back with Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you for that segment, Brother Matt.
Yeah, we had a little, I don't quite know exactly what we had there. We had some, Scott Henry, though. He jams. I don't know a lot about him, but I know he jams. Also had Gold Gill, and that was a little piece of Burning Man from 98, I believe. That was there. It was very fun. So, yeah, excuse the...
What about this year?
This year will be fun, too, I like to think. It's only 57 days away, so I know I got a ticket. Huh? Yeah, starting to get that playa feeling. Yeah, definitely the greatest city on earth for that week.
Yeah, there's a diary of 1 year that, on the Hoot page.
Yeah, is it still up there? I know I lost it off of mine. The Wild Kingdom site's in bad need of a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's coming though.
Well, I could get that back happening, so check the Hoot page, HOOTPAGE.com for Watt stuff. I got some gigs coming Friday at, what's that, 14 Below Santa Monica, and then I go to the middle of, well, center, but north part of Washington, play with Perkins and Peter from Porno.
Pemurican Country.
That's right, not too far. It's more inland at Indian Reservation, the Omak tribe. It's called the Omak Stampede is where it's at, and I think there's going to be skateboards and motorcycles. So that's where I am this weekend. And then next week I'll be doing some Banyan and Long Beach at Papazia's, the new place after the demise of the Lava Lounge, Lava Lanes, Lava whatever. On PCH now, it's Topazia's, where Anaheim ends, and that'll be on the 21st. Then I'm going to go back east. I'm going to have, whoop up some thunder here. I'm been invited to be a guest DJ in New York City to spin some records. It's a very intense, scary thing for me, but I'll be doing it on the 27th at Don Hills, and then play with Lee a couple days later at Brownie's. Anyway, this is very time-oriented stuff. After a while, it'll be past these moments, and so it won't make a hill of beans. But this is what Watt was up to in his summer of 2001. All right, here's some Iggy.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Puppets. From the SST compilation Blasting Concept, the one with the Raymond picture on the cover. It reminds me of something we were talking about yesterday in the car while I was doing the filming, and about whether there's going to be any kind of a future in a while because of the weaponry. And if you remember that drawing, there's a mushroom cloud going up while some lady's being strangled and raped. So it was intense. We were talking about how funny we must look at the way they look, others look outside, culturally and all this. And bottom line is, I don't know. I guess we all can express some doubts, but we can have some hopes. Before the meat puppets there, the tumbling tumbleweeds, we had Richard Hell with Time. I'll tell you, our talks over the years have changed. It's strange in some ways. In other ways, it's been the same common thread between us. It's pretty intense. Oh, yeah. Dickel. And before that was television with Venus. I think he says Richard Hell's name in it. Then it was, before that was Sun Ra. And When the Angels Speak of Love from that record. A bunch got reissued here, you know, by Evidence. And it's great. It really is. Check out Sun Ra. He'd been doing it for a long time. And who knows, you know. They just sent out a satellite to get some light from 13 billion years ago.
The orchestra?
NASA. But orchestra was way ahead of them on that. Way ahead. And of course, we started with Iggy and Jake Appeal, and what I think is one of the best riffs ever in rock. Spinning records. Okay, Watt from Pedro Show, day before the 4th, 2001. We got some noise. People are driving up and down the road here on
like
Pacific.
Here
Pleasure Point's getting pounded.
Well, King will be rocking tomorrow night.
We got the roll on, stroll by.
Yeah, that's like a couple big hogs that rattle the window.
Yeah, and I see a guy pulling a trailer with 4 jet skis, and the cat's got low profile tires and hydraulics and is bouncing around with this trailer. People working for the weekend to strut their thing. It's just funny. Cali side. It's probably, well, if you were by a lake, you'd probably have jet ski thing, too.
It's not as bad here, too, because people aren't just passing through. They got to actually be coming down here.
Whoa. John Cale took the tumble.
Off the tee. Yeah, if people were just passing through here, like other places, it'd be nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, these cats, I don't know where they're going. To the end of the...
I just want to see what's at the end.
Where are we at?
50.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're looking at the clock here. We're coming up on the end of the second hour, Watt from Pedro Show, the Wild Kingdom at the Pleasure Point. Brother Matt's a citizen, aiding and abetting. That was him earlier on with his spin cycle. Got a little spacey, but that's for the tomorrow, and where we celebrate independent from unspaciness. For NASA. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut because, I don't know, it was on the television all the time. They were the real life missions, so you would just see a guy sitting there with a clock next to him going off constantly, not a lot of motion. Maybe it wasn't his real it wasn't a real ship, it was some actor sitting in a spacesuit with a clock next to him, and you would just watch this guy. And but the whole idea of riding on top of all them rockets Yeah, that's an intense idea in a way. To me, it's like we're kind of playing next to Damascus. Blown up. No, but I always wondered about getting blown up like that, blown off. Well, actually, it is explosion where they just point it, direct it, so it can force you off the ground. And it must be quite the shove.
So, O-rings.
Yeah, watching the O-rings. Okay, we'll come back with the third hour. Watt from Pedro Show, July 3rd, 2001. It's a Watt from Pedro Show, July 3rd, 2001. Coming at you from the Pleasure Point, Wild Kingdom. This next thing here is Nels and his brother Alex, along with Jeff Godier and Michael Elizondo. Tribute to the music of Eric Von Essen, a guy who left way before his time. Okay, Nels, take it. Thank you.
a tooth that bends aluminous. Fangs all round the clam is dark below.
Thank you. Thank you.
pretty intense. Little dub there. Mark Stewart Mafia. That's the singer guy from Pop Group and what he did later. Before Mark Stewart Mafia was Tal Falco, who had a band called Panther Burns, and this is what he did after that. Not in My Pocket. For that pop group with Where There's a Will. Terrapin from the BBC thing Sid Barrett did with who was it? David Gilmour and Jerry Shirley, yeah. One of his last things. We started it off with Incomplete Circle from Eric Von Essen. Music by him. It was performed by Nels Klein and his brother Alex, with Jeff Godier and I'm sorry, Michael. It's Michael Elizondo on the bass. Just a spaceman, and I wanted to say it right here on the Watt from Pedro show, July 3rd, 2001. It's starting to cool off a little bit. I mean, for Pedro on the Pleasure Point with the breezes blowing. You know, I got something to say. I came back from that wreck. I was in New York City for a little bit. I saw the X from Holland play. Got an Emma Goldman book there. I came back to Pedro, pedaling on my bike again, down at Royal Palms, and I find three trees sawed down. I didn't understand this, you know, at the stump, some of the newer trees they pointed at the far west end, planted rather. And then the next day, an old lady was there, and she told me that they sawed them because somebody had used the axe, they found the axe, in fact. Somebody took an axe and chopped these trees down. They tried on one of the old tall ones, back when it was, you know, in the teens. And they're really tall now, and I guess it was too tough, and they couldn't get through it. So they went for these young ones and chopped them down. And so intense to do something like that. I don't understand. They do charge money for cars going down there. Well, when I'm peddling, they don't, because it's cracking down, but I just wonder what in their mind, you know? Okay, this is from Australian band. I got to play with a whole bunch of gigs maybe 5 years ago. The Dirty Three with The Dirty Equation. We'll be right back. That was some intense drums, huh? Right. The Wright Brothers. No means no. The Big Dick. Picture of Rob's... No, it's John's son, right?
I think so.
Yeah, anyway. I love babies. I love them on the cover of records. And so... And half the equation is the big... Well, some kind of dick. Before that, Charlie by Melpinat. This is a great band, an intense band from Tokyo. They tour here all the time in the United States. So in Europe, too, they play a lot there, too. So you got to check them out. Especially his bass player, Rika, who's so intense. So tiny, but... And with a pick... A true inspiration. You know, I played the last 8-9 months with a pick with Jay Maskus, and, you know, 17 or 18 years since I used a pick. And it was difficult for me. I'm going to, maybe I should talk about this, but I'm got plans now for the record. I'm going to record it. I'm going to do this tour in September, October. Well, actually, September 11th, November 3, and then record the record and put it out in April. I think I'll debut it at that Austin thing that I did with Jay this year. It was okay. The gigs were intense. Yeah, it was something for me. It's a strange trip, believe me. From in the bed on my back to that, and now here. Anyway, I'm going to do a tour to learn my fingers again. And then do that organ bass drum record. And put that out in the spring. So that's the plan as far as Watt music. Now, Jay's healing up from that wreck. Like I said earlier in the show, he had 2 cracked vertebrae. And but he was already working on a new record, so I don't know. He asked, you know, for some bass, and I would be honored. I would do pick again, of course. Started with Dirty Equation by the Dirty Three. Yeah, because we came out of talking about those chopping down those trees. That was some weak action. This morning, I was down there, and there was pelicans on the rock. It was great. Little life sculpture, breathing sculpture.
Yeah, I saw like over 100 of them in formation the other day.
Yeah?
Like squawking. Birds were flying. And Pelican City, total bee formation. Remember a long time ago, there were hardly any around because their eggs were getting too soft, but they're back full strength.
Yeah, we had the poison rock with the DDT, so that was weak. Maybe it's gotten all covered up by stuff, got capped or something. They did dump a little dirt to see if that would make things worse or better, disturb the cap. But the pelicans are back, and I think it's a good thing. You know, it's a trip. They don't have a song. They don't cry out. Which is a trip.
Yeah, they're like stealth.
Very stealth. Very low to the water, very confident with the flaps. Like, they only use what they need. They're not like constant flaps, for sure. I love them. And then there was, you know, the tide was way in, but it was tiny waves, so it was lapping up like a pool, and there was a foundation of an old building that was there, and the crabs are running on this thing like crazy, all sideways. It was great. Yeah. There was tons of them. I couldn't move. They were like dodging the little foamers coming up, you know. So it's really neat down there.
You talking about the planets?
What are they like now?
They're like
aligned.
Mars is closer than it's been in a long time. Yeah, you can totally see it, like full moon and 3 planets.
Well, Venus, I see all. They're close to each other. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we got to watch the skies. I always watched the skies when I was young. I do time to time, especially on tour when you're away from the lights in between towns, and the planets don't blink. That's how you can tell they're not a star. Usually a Venus in the southeast, very bright one. In the southwest. Jupiter in the east. Saturn in the southeast, kind of yellowy. Mars is a little pinky.
Get on Northern Lights on tour?
No, I didn't go north enough. And when I was north, Oslo was like noon at 9:30 at night.
Wow.
It was too light. It stayed light very long. That was a trip. You can read about it, a lot of that stuff on my diary, the interaction of my unbelievable self flung into situations and writing about it, you know, playing the bass to it. And check out my spiel, my diaries. There's obviously more than one way to tour. I'm trying to point that out a little bit. We're going to play some L.A. stuff here. Recent stuff. Here's the cat who used to play guitar in urinals. Cal, he's got something called Pie Man versus the Light Bulb Man. And this is the track. I'm having a total fiasco. Watt from Pedro Show.
Anyway, I'm going to go back to the studio and Your brain is rotten and it's sick of decay. Talk, you'll talk, I'm too late. I'm taking a rocket, get out of my way. Hey, 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 yeah. Remember. Nothing is right and nothing's wrong. I just say things that take too long.
Okay, hey, Texas Terry, got to cut you short a little bit there. It's the end of the Watt from Pedro show for July 3rd, 2001. Happy day before the 4th. Thank you, Brother Matt, for aiding and abetting and assisting with your everything. Plus your spin cycle, packed with space. Digging it. Be back in a week. I'm home for a couple months. We're going to get a lot of shows in there. Look at, for the Hoot page, HOTPAGE.com. The Hoot page. That's where Watt's at. Thanks a lot, all you folks. Watt, out.